And good afternoon. As promised, the head coach and general manager of the Flintfall Bombers, Mike Reagan, joins us. And Mike, normally at this time, you're probably off scouting someplace that hasn't worked out with COVID-19 still in effect, I guess, for pretty much the planet, including northern Manitoba and Saskatchewan here. How tough has this been for you in particular, a guy that likes to be roaming around trying to find players?
Yeah, it's been difficult, but we've been kind of fortunate this year, Hardy, that we did a really good job throughout the season at targeting guys that we really wanted to go after. And you know, fortunately, they wanted to be a part of our organization. So we've got 11 commitments so far from guys, and they're all guys that we're very familiar with, that our scouts have been out and seen, and then also, you know, guys that have been part of our organization through the draft or else listing process, and we watched them over the last couple of years develop, and we're pretty confident in, you know, a few of their abilities to you know, make an impact on our team. And the other exciting thing is we're going to have a few more Saskatchewan players, which is nice, and we've got a couple Manitoba guys as well, and a few of the guys actually got to play some games with us last year, which is, you know, always beneficial to myself and Cole, just to get them in the lineup and know what you've got ahead of time. So, you know, as tough as it is on the recruiting aspect, it's been fairly positive for us.
With COVID-19, how do you get guys to sign cards?
Well, we it's called letter of intent, and so we you know, fax or scan the letter of intent and email it off to the players, and then they send it back to us. And then come June 1st, Hockey Canada cards will come out, and we'll do the same process with them.
Lost a lot of offense, Mike. I mean, Alec Mallow's gone, Cole Refuse is gone, Mason Martin's gone, all guys that had career years. Out of these 11 guys, is there some real dynamic offensive players?
Well, we feel that, you know, there's a few guys that can step up and you know, take some of the burden off of, you know, some of our returning guys. You know, Cole Ducharreau is a guy that played, I think, two games with us at the end of the year. He was second in Saskatchewan AAA in scoring. We've got another Quebec kid coming in, Nathan Gagne, who we expect is going to put the puck in the net. He's got a great shot. You know, kind of, we've had success with the Quebec boys, and we've got another one coming our way, so we're excited about that. And then there's a few other guys that we feel are very capable of chipping in. But, you know, Hardy, it's funny you say that. You know, 2 years ago we lost a lot of offense in Nate Hooper, Branson Hine, Caleb Moret, Dalen Marchi, to name a few guys up front. And what did we do last year? We led the league in goals scored and by a wide margin, and did something that hadn't been done in 14, 15 years as far as from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, every year you have turnover, and it's new opportunity for guys to step up, and we're expecting some guys to have real big years. You know, I thought that Reed Robertson, Billy Klimchuk really did a great job producing for us in a depth role, and we're expecting them to score a lot more next year. You know, the Hagars, you know, Lemaire, Mercier, you know, there's a lot of guys, Raymond Kaspik. We've got a lot of guys returning up front, Clayton, that, you know, I think can really help us out, and we'll do a good job there.
You mentioned Lemaire, Mike. He was chosen by the USHL, and I know there's been a couple of already prolific SJHLers that look like that they might be moving on. I mean, Burke Berkeley, the North American Hockey League, looks like he's going to leave. I heard that Loon Stewartson is on his way out. Is there concern that Lemaire might go to the state?
Well, there's always that concern, you know. There's no question about it, but you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen, you know, here in the next 2.5-3 months. You know, right now the borders are closed. Who knows if these players are even going to be allowed to go down to the U.S. to play? So, you know, we don't like to count our chickens till they hatch. And you know, with Tristan, you know, he's got a great opportunity in the USHL. And you know, and here's the thing about it: if he goes and plays there, I'm happy for him. You know, I don't look at it as a disappointing thing. I know that if he was to play Junior A, he'd be playing in Flin-Flon. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. You know, but the USHL is the best hockey league for developing players to play at the college level. And, you know, he's got a big step by going to Denver here in a couple years. And, You know, so if he does end up playing in Dubuque, then, you know, I don't blame the kid. And we're very fortunate to have him. He was a great player for us last year, and hopefully he's wearing a Bomber uniform next year.
You mentioned how good of a development league this is, Mike, for the U.S. colleges. I know that that's a big thing for you. You've sent a lot of players there. Do the scouts tell these guys to go to these leagues?
There are a few schools that do. You know, there's no question about it that certain schools have certain leagues that they want their players playing in and that sort of thing. You know, there has been years where I've had schools try to tell their kids to go to the BCHL or, you know, the USHL. I don't find a lot of schools have told our guys, though, that they've got to go to the Alberta Junior Hockey League or anything like that. You know, typically our guys are going to schools that we have really good relationships with, and they believe in our program and want them to be a part of that. So we don't run into that problem too often, but I do know that there's other teams in our league that have been put in that situation with their players and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, Hardy, you know, there's only really one person to blame in that situation. You've got to be able to move your players on, and if the players don't believe that they're with a program that can get them to the next level, then they're going to want to move on to a different league. And so, you know, that's why we've had successes, because our guys believe that our program can move players on.
Fair enough. COVID-19 has been really financially strapping for a lot of small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and let's face it, Junior A hockey needs the fan support. They need the corporate sponsorships. And, I mean, you take a look at your corporate sponsorships per capita, as good as anybody's. You got to be concerned, Mike, when this thing, in fact, does lift. There's probably going to be some businesses that may not be in financial shape that could give you the donations they have in the past. How are you going to be able to work around that?
Well, all we can do, Hardy, is stress the importance of it. Like, there's talk of five teams in the BCHL folding and possibly three in the AJHL. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of teams in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League that are going to have a difficult time putting a product on the ice, and that includes us. I can't stress enough. It's scary to think, because, you know, Hardy, typically we're having a boat draw right now, and we can't do that. We couldn't do that because of the COVID-19, you know. I mean, it costs us $30,000 for a boat, and we can't take the risk that it's not going to get supported and that sort of thing. And so, like, the only thing I can say is I really hope that our corporate sponsors stick by us. We have tremendous support from them. You know, we need $200,000 in sponsorship in order to operate the hockey club next year. We're trying to be creative and look at different ways that we can generate some money. And we do have a raffle that's going to be coming up here, you know, in a month or so, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, that I think people are, it's something different. And I think that it's going to help us immensely. We need to sell it out. You know, there's been a couple other teams that have done this in the past, and they've done really well with it. And so we're hoping that we do get that support, because we won't have our boat draw. And, you know, that usually generates us anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. And so we got to make that up somewhere, you know. So it's crucial that we have the support from the corporate community. And I know we will. And same with the fans, you know. So, you know, I think everybody's starving for hockey. It was a disappointing way to end the year. I think our fans were extremely excited about the product that we had and the opportunity that we were one step closer to a championship, and you know, we got further than anybody else in the league at that point, and we're rolling pretty good. So I think that there's a lot of people that are excited to have hockey back, and hopefully everything's able to start on time.
We talk about the corporate sponsorships. We also talk about season tickets, which is another big thing for all these teams, in particular your team. It seems to have had an abundance. You've been able to get a few more season tickets. It's gone up the last few years. That's got to be a concern, because you don't even know when the season's going to begin, and that's another big roadblock.
Well, it is, Hardy. You know, like, usually we have our season ticket drive going on right now, but it's really tough to do that until you know for sure that you're starting and when you're starting, you know. There's talk across Hockey Canada that, you know, all the leagues are going to start, you know, at different times depending on how the provinces are doing as far as, you know, the virus is concerned. And, you know, hopefully Saskatchewan will be in a position to start, you know, on time or fairly close to on time. And, you know, so we're probably going to have a late push on season tickets and same with the sponsorship when Cole will get out and talk to the businesses and that sort of thing so that we're not getting ahead of ourselves here. But, you know, I think everybody's going into this thing a little bit blind and trying to navigate through it. And it's been, you know, unprecedented times and we're just trying to roll with the punches here and hope that everything works itself out.
League meetings are coming up, including the Bantam Draft, the first weekend in June. This is obviously going to be different. You won't be gathering together. It's going to be done by Zoom or conference call or however they're going to plan to do it. You must have an idea who you're looking at the Bantam Draft.
Yeah, John Clausen in Martinsville there. I mean, he's been the Bombers head scout for 17 or 18 years now. I've been with him. This will be going into our 14th year together. He's done a tremendous job, and we've also got, you know, some other guys that do some work for us in the province, and then obviously out of province, we've got a Manitoba guy, we've got a BC guy, we've got an Alberta guy. I've obviously got my connections out in Quebec and that sort of thing. But with the draft here, you know, John's got a list together that we feel very confident in that we're going to be able to select, you know, some pretty good players. We've got 5 picks in this year's draft, and it's a fairly good draft as far as you know, the caliber of players that are available this year. And so we're excited about that. And, you know, if we can maybe try to trade up for a higher draft pick, then we'd love to do that. If not, we're pretty confident in John's ability to get us a couple of good players.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting because the SJHL will also be broadcasting this online, from my understanding.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun, you know, situation when we can't do it all together as a group. I think that the SJHL has done a tremendous job, even with the simulator. You know, obviously disappointed that we didn't make it to the final, but, you know, I thought they did a tremendous job with that. The professionalism and how they executed it was great. And, you know, they had players on for interviews. They had coaches on. They had, you know, post-game comments, some line shuffling and stuff like that. They really got everybody involved, and this is just the next step of making it a more attractive league and more professional, and you don't see too many leagues being able to broadcast like this. So I'm excited, and you got to give the guys a lot of credit that are putting this on. It's not easy to do, and it should be fun.
It certainly will be, Mike. Thanks for this. We look forward to talking to you when we get these raffles going, and hopefully an announcement that hockey will be back very soon.
Thanks very much, Robert.